This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And we're thanking God for this door of utterance that God has given our great pastor to bring to you the words of truth. And the scripture says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is the truth. And truly, I'm thanking God for our pastor of God's Covenant Church, Pastor Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Batiste. Our elders, missionary deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. I want to talk to you about how the scripture says God is true. And every man is a liar. If you don't agree with the scripture, you're a liar. We agree with the scripture. We believe on the Lord as the scripture says. Before we get into that thought, our ensemble, there they be.
The law, thy will, oh how love I the name of Jesus. The word the Father gave me commands to live by. For my sight and someone to show me the way. And this one God sent measures every step I make. Not by my steps, but by fruits my spirit tells all. How the law keeps me separate from the world. They come, but I fight that none disturbs my rest. It's my peace, it's my joy, knowing how I am blessed. Keeping all 10, free from all sin, cause you promised Abraham. Not believe cause, oh, I've got boundaries. 10. Like Moses, as I am, Israel, it's the laws of God. Thy voice, salvation came unto me, alive with power, preaching until the live is to keep the law. Just believe he is having sent. Yes, he is it. Just follow me. Not polluted cause. Oh, I've got boundaries. 10. You see, how believe me, like Moses, yes I am Israel, I'm not polluted. Oh no, cause I've got boundaries. Tell how we lead me like Paul, like Moses, cause I am Israel. There in my mind,
that beautiful. There they be. Talking about the laws of God. There they be. We want to be where God's word is. Deacon Debbie, what's our announcements?
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. We're glad for our Bishop Barfield, who was led out this way from Port Clinton. Started a work for the Lord, and her first sheep was our Pastor Philip Brown and our teacher, Dorothy Curley, who happened to be her daughter and son-in-law. This is not a natural family church. This is God's family church. God's church is spiritual. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day? And this is why I've said over and over again, if God sent the preacher or the messenger, they're going to set before you the laws of God. The Lord said, my Father gave me a commandment what I should say and what I should speak, and I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, it was all according to God's word. Right. Let's go to Romans 3 and 3. We want God to be true, and every man is just a liar if you don't agree or speak the same thing. We speak what's written. We speak what the Holy Ghost inspired those writers to write. Romans 3 and 3, what does it say?
For what if some did not believe?
What if some did not believe? As Isaiah says, Lord, who hath believed our report? And the report is God's word. The report is the doctrine of God. The report is what thus saith the Lord. And the Lord have said the same thing from day one. And he's saying the same thing now. What?
Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect?
So we want to strive for the faith of God. Now, because some don't believe the report, and preachers, whatever they're bringing you a report. But is it the report that was given to the one that God sent? And everyone that God sent has one report. Is believing on the Lord whom sent that one. Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? What?
God forbid. Yea, let God be true.
Let God be true. And this is what my thought is about. All the scripture that's inspired by God, it's true.
Yes.
We're going to let the scripture and let God be true in what?
But every man a liar.
Every man, if you're not saying the same thing, because we do know the scripture says no lie is of God. So if it's not of God, it's not true. And it's not the faith of God. Third verse, read it again.
For what if some did not believe?
What?
Shall their belief make the faith of God without effect?
Unbelief?
Mm-hmm. Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect?
It don't. Let's go to Revelations 14 and 12.
All right. Yes, Pastor.
Problem is, most churchgoers, according to what's written, don't know what the faith of God is. That's why he said, I've come to save that which was lost. Because the churchgoers, those that are called by his name, so many don't know God. So he come to save that which was lost. 14 and 12, Romans.
Here is the patience of the saints.
What?
Here are they that keep the commandments
of God. Here
are
they that keep the commandments of God. That's the faith of God. Keeping his word. Keeping the commandments of God. What?
Mm-hmm. And the faith of Jesus.
You can also read that. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of God. It's the same thing. Because Jesus is God. Isn't that beautiful? But the commandments is the faith. That's the doctrine. That's God's will. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Now, the scripture is true. If you say you love God and you're keeping God's word, you should be keeping the commandments. The commandments is not all together if you don't have all 10 precepts. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
Yes.
If you don't have that in there, you're in sin.
Yes.
And you don't have the doctrine. If you don't have the seventh day as the day of rest, you're a liar. Because the scripture says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor. Do all thy work, but the seventh day, not the first.
Right.
The seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord, thy God.
Mm-hmm.
In it, thou shalt not do any work. Thy son, thy daughter, manservant, the cattle, stranger within thy gates. For in 6 days, the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, all that in them is, and the Sabbath, the seventh day, wherefore, in them, and rested the seventh day.
Mm-hmm.
Wherefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
Beautiful.
First day of the week is not blessed.
Mm-mm.
It wasn't hallowed.
Mm-hmm.
This is true.
Right. Yes, it is.
To say that the first day of the week is the Sabbath, the day of rest, the Lord's day, you're a liar. Because the scripture says the seventh day he rested and he hallowed that day. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Romans 10:17.
All right, Pastor. Mm-hmm.
So we believe in keeping God's commandments. And one told me, said, well, that's all 800, 600 laws that go along with that. Bring it. And if you find one in there that you're breaking, you get in sin. But don't matter what law you bring, if you break God's law, if you break a law that's lawful, you're breaking God's law.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Pastor.
Mm-hmm. Romans 10:17, what does it say?
So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Wait a minute. So if you really want the faith of Jesus, you've got to hear about him. And to hear about him, you have to hear the right scripture. You'll know that God is true. And all these traditions and days they have and doctrines are of a lie.
Yes.
Read it again. 10:17. Read it again.
So then faith cometh by hearing.
What?
And hearing by the word of God.
Well, let's go to 1 John.
1 John. Yes.
1 John 2 and 7.
All right.
You get faith in hearing God's, by hearing God's word. In other words, when you hear it, do you believe it? If you believe it, You want to put it in action. That's faith. Faith with works. Isn't that beautiful? Now you say, well, you believe that he died for your sins. How can you put that in action? That he died for your sins.
Right.
But if you really believe he died for your sins, you believe his word, because he was the word made flesh. If you believe that, you have the works of obeying his word. Now, God is being true, and so are you. But if you're not yielding and being true to what the word is asking you to do, you're a liar. 1 John 2:7, what does it say?
Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which ye had from the beginning.
We've had the commandment from the very beginning, because in the beginning, God created. Mm-hmm. And it also says, in the beginning was the Word. That's the Ten Commandments. That's God. You might not say that's God, but that's what it says. It's true. Mm-hmm. God is the commandment.
Right.
God is the Word, because it's, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which ye had from the beginning. Who's from the beginning but God?
That's right.
God is from the beginning. He, the commandment cannot be before God.
Right, Pastor.
It didn't come after God, because God is the Word. Because the scripture said, in the beginning was the Word. Here it says, an old commandment which ye had from the beginning. That means they're one. What?
The old commandment is the Word.
How pretty is that? Now, the old commandment is the Word. Mm-hmm. So if you're preaching the Word, you should be preaching the commandments. Yes. And that's why the Lord said, if you love me, keep my commandments. That's love. Yes. That's the definition of love, keeping his commandments. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. He that hath my commandments and keep them, he it is that love me. Mm-hmm. How plain is that? Mm-hmm. I believe that.
Yes.
That's a true saying.
Yes, it is.
If one say, well, the law is done away with, the commandments, we don't have to keep those. You're a liar, because the scripture is not telling you that. The commandment is God. Mm-hmm. You can't do away with God. It's the Word. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to St. John 1 and 14. Isn't that beautiful? They love this scripture.
Yes, Pastor.
And that's beautiful. I love it too. But it's more lovable when you have understanding about it. Then you can really love God. Isn't that beautiful?
That's right.
1 and 14, what does it say?
And the Word was made flesh.
Now, listen to this. This is a revelation. God was made a cloud. He was made fire. But here he was made flesh.
Mm-hmm.
What are we talking about? Let's go to 1 Corinthians 15.
All right, Pastor.
God was made into a fleshly mind just like yours and mine before he got saved, before he began to please God. That Word was made flesh. It didn't have a little spirit in it, and neither did fire. There's no spirit in it. It was just fire.
All right.
Because God can do anything. He said, well, God can't be anything without the Spirit. Well, this earth is God without the Spirit. So is wood and anything, because all things consist of him. I should get a lot of rebuttal on this one, because if your mind ain't truly with me, you cannot comprehend what I'm saying.
Right.
But believe what I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
1 Corinthians 15 and 16. And 46, what does it say?
And 46, yes, Pastor. It's, how be it, that was not first which is spiritual.
What?
But that which is natural.
So the Lord was made natural man. Yes. Flesh. Because flesh is the natural man. Yes. Say it, read it again.
How be it, that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural.
What?
And after that, which is spiritual.
What?
The first man is of the earth.
So earthy. When the Lord came here, he was made flesh with an earthly and a fleshly, a natural mind.
Yes.
What?
The second man is the Lord from heaven.
What?
As is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy.
What?
And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly.
That's how and why we're in heavenly places, because we're getting heavenly teaching, and we're being transformed into his image. Mm-hmm. His image became heavenly. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Pastor.
Now, let's read St. John again, 1 and 14. Let's read that again. Because 14, the word was made flesh. So it said he was made like unto his brethren. So he came just like you and I. He didn't cheat. So, well, now, what you saying? Well, I don't have to say anything. The Lord can do anything. That's what you believe, isn't it? That means the Lord can be anything and do anything if he wants to, because he's God. Isn't that beautiful? It don't take nothing from God. If God had to be sanctified to get into the kingdom, what about you and I? So, well, no, he was sanctified before he even came to this earth. He was, but when he came in flesh. No, he was always saved from a baby. That's not what the scripture says. Let God be true. And every man a liar, because he was made like unto you and I.
Go ahead.
1 and 14 says it again. And the word
was made flesh.
Because the word is God. God took on flesh and became a son. Now the scripture says, all men have sinned and fall short of the glory. All men. I believe that would include everyone that came into this life. That's what the scripture says. Let God be true. He didn't say except for John the Baptist, except for the Lord. He didn't say that. All men. Isn't that beautiful?
And dwelt among us.
What?
And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father.
What?
Full of grace and truth.
Now, we beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father after he became saved. Yes. He became the Son of God.
Beautiful.
But yet they beheld his glory because the Father was made flesh. They knew that was the Lord, those that believed. Isn't that beautiful? 17th verse says what?
Yes. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ.
Well, here's
Christ.
What most don't understand. In the law is grace.
Yes, it is.
And the law is truth. So that means the law is the Lord. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So it's the same thing. He came here to bear witness to the truth. So the truth was here before he got here. Go to St. John 18. We're going to let God be true now.
Beautiful.
Regardless of what we think and our minds sum up, because our minds are being summaried by a carnal mind if you don't have knowledge, the spiritual understanding.
That's right.
Isn't that beautiful? 18:36, what does it say? Jesus answered,
my kingdom is not of this world.
All right, what?
If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews.
What?
But now is my kingdom not from hence.
What did Pilate say? Pilate therefore
said unto him, art thou a king then? Jesus answered, thou sayest that I am a king.
What?
To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world.
What?
That I should bear witness unto
the truth.
So the truth
was here before he got here. I believe the scripture says thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness and thy law is the truth. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The life is the Ten Commandments. That's God's law. That's God's doctrine. The truth is God's doctrine. It's the law because it's all God. Maybe somebody can catch that. 1 John 5:9. Let's go there. Maybe somebody will catch what we're talking about here. Maybe someone will have enough interest to say, I'm going to text the pastor and I'm going to lay him out. You're wasting your phone call. But now if you're hungry for knowledge, truly you'll get it. Because the Lord says, seek and ye shall find. 1 John 5:9, what does it say?
If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater.
Let God be true. Every man a liar. God's witness is greater than what somebody else sum up the scripture to be. And God's witness is the one he sends. Isn't that beautiful? 11th verse, what does it say?
And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life.
What?
And this life is in
his
Son. Did
not the Lord say when they asked him, what must I do to inherit eternal life? He said, keep the commandments. How plain was that?
Yes.
Now, if the son you have, male or female, is not speaking that the commandments is eternal life, you don't have the record of his son. You don't have the son. 11th verse says what? Say it again.
And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life. And this life is in his Son.
Wait a minute. So if you want eternal life, you must come to where it's being given. Mm-hmm. Yes. It's given by the Son. And the Lord said, if you want eternal life, keep my commandments. Mm-hmm. That's what he said.
Beautiful.
Read.
He that hath the Son hath life.
Now, if you don't have the Son that's preaching God's will, the truth, the laws of God, the commandments are all the same, and preaching God, what thus saith the Lord, you don't have the Son. You don't have life. You have something pertaining to life, but you don't have it. Read it again, 11th verse. I mean, 12th. Yes. He that hath the Son
hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life.
Now, wait a minute. So I rather believe God is true. Mm-hmm. Why would God write that unless there's so many that don't have life? But the Son God sends have life. Ephesians 4:11. Let's go there. God sent his anointed. That's why I said, how can you hear without a preacher? And it goes on down and said, well, now you can't preach except God sent them. So you, if even though you got preachers out there, if they don't have the 10 precepts as the doctrine, God didn't send them.
Right. That's right.
Because that's what the model preacher set before the people, Moses, the 10 precepts. Right. Any sin in this life, now, tomorrow, or in the past, transgress God's word. Yes. If it's a sin.
Beautiful.
And stands today. Isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. Now, these 10 precepts can be broken down to many, many laws today. But we're not here to talk about that because we all know the laws today. You know that you can't go down the street and spit on the sidewalk. You know that some do. But those sins are not sins like unto death. They're not sins like unto imprisonment because you spit.
Right.
But there can come a time if you, if you're not supposed to spit, they can lock you up. Mm-hmm. Right? There's sins that's not unto death. But there's a lot of laws here. It's against God's commandments that the people have. Now, to drink liquor, you know that's against God's commandments. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Pastor.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Pastor.
If it's not done in moderation.
All right, Pastor. All
right. If God is leading, it's okay. But at this time, God's not leading like that. Not in this day and time.
Yes, Pastor.
Where everybody can just get a bottle of what do they call it, a Chivas, and just set it there and say, we're going to drink in temperance. That's not this time. Follow the Spirit.
Beautiful, Pastor.
Because that's what the Scripture says. All judgment is in the hands of the Son.
Beautiful.
Son, let you know, we can do this, we can't do that. We can do this. Isn't that beautiful?
Pastor, yes.
Read.
And he gave some apostles.
What?
And some prophets. And some evangelists.
What?
And some pastors and teachers.
What?
For the perfecting of the saints.
Now, I believe that. That's why they were given, not to tell the world or someone behind a cave in Russia, in the darkest part of Russia, do you know the Lord? And I'm not hiring a caravan to take me over there to find someone stuck up behind a bush. Say, do you know the Lord? They'll probably tell me I'm hungry, sir.
Yes, exactly.
So it's not about learning about the Lord. So you know about this. Well, I heard about him. You got any food?
Exactly.
That's what they want. Mm-hmm. Can you help me with some means? God didn't come to save the people and give them things in this life. He come to save the soul from sin.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? Beautiful? That's what we're yet doing today. And the secret is not many want this. Only God knows this.
Beautiful.
You stay with me, we'll get the whole vision. Read.
Mm-hmm. For the perfecting of the saints.
Now, that's why God gave these that he sent. The preacher he sent. It's to perfect God's people because most of God's people know about God. They don't know God because they're not keeping God's commandments because the devil took it out of the hands of the preachers for a long time. And those that were not of God succumbed to it. And the people don't know about keeping God's commandments. They know about love as far as hearing the word love. But to know what it means, love is keeping God's commandments. The love of God, not the love of the flesh. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
For the perfecting of the saints, what?
For the work of the ministry.
This is the work of the ministry. Mm-hmm. Not to tell someone, you know, the Lord died for you. See, not to stand outside of Ralph's saying, I'm a witness for, do you know the Lord? Most of those people interviewing, the people they're asking know more about the Lord than they do. You know the Lord? And most of them say, I sure do. Said, do you know he died for your sins? I sure do. Then they just go on to somebody else. They don't know nothing. No, they're supposed to perfect, edify. Say, now, you know the Lord you heard about? You know he didn't rise on the first day of the week.
All right, brother.
And we worship the Lord every day, 24/7. But the rest day, the Sabbath of the Lord, you know it's not the first day, it's the seventh day. That's edifying the people.
For the edifying of the body of Christ.
What?
Till we all come in the unity of the
faith.
So
this is what the word of God says, edify, cut away, perfect, till we come into unity. And you're going to come into the unity, you're going to turn this and go say, you know, y'all ain't talking about nothing, and go on. And those that stay are the sheep that want to hear and grow. Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to Matthew 5:48.
All right, Pastor. Yes, Pastor.
To be all coming to the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man.
Yes,
that's taboo for so many because they don't know the Lord. If you know the Lord, you know his way. You know this is what God is calling for, and this sounds pretty much standard. Keep my commandments and live. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
5:48, what does it say, Matthew?
Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect.
I believe the scripture.
Yes. Beautiful.
So now, God only wants to perfect. Well, no, he come to save your soul from sin. Well, that's how you get perfected. To save your soul from sinning. When your soul don't sin, you're perfect. You're perfect. That's what he come for. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
That's what the scriptures say. So the scripture is
true.
And every man
is a liar.
If you don't agree with that.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Isn't that beautiful? 1 Corinthians 2:6. If you don't agree with that, don't call me and say, Pastor, I don't agree. Don't call me.
2:6.
And if you do call, just say, don't say, I agree with you. Say, Pastor, I'm hungry. Because I got something for you. Got plenty of food for you. And it's nourishment.
All right, Pastor.
For the soul. 1 Corinthians 2:6, what does it say?
How be it we speak wisdom among them that are perfect.
Wait a minute. That means you got some people here perfect? This ain't nobody perfect. Let God be true. Now, the Holy Ghost wrote that. We speak wisdom among them that are perfect. So if you say ain't nobody perfect, you're lying, because scripture don't tell you that. What?
Yet not the wisdom of this
now,
world.
Now, we ain't talking about the wisdom of this world now. We talking about Holy Ghost teaching now. God's teaching. What?
Nor of the princes of this world that come to naught.
So we speak wisdom among them that are perfect.
Yes,
not the wisdom of this world, nor the princes of this world that come to naught. What?
But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery.
What?
Even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory.
There's a mystery here that was ordained for God's people from the foundation of the world. It's ordained because you can only get it if you keep God's word.
Yes.
That's when the mystery unravels, because the scripture says, keep there.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org.